I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This fall flower is a native of Central America, but the Aztec grew them mostly for food and medicine. It wasn't until the 1800s that Europeans started hybridizing this plant for its flowers, and now there are over 50,000 named varieties of dahlias. Yes, you can eat dahlia tubers and leaves, but mostly we grow this plant for its blooms. The variety of flower shapes and colors is astounding. They can be as diminutive as a button or as large as a dinner plate in almost any color of the rainbow. Dahlias are grouped by flower shapes such as cactus, water lily, and pom-pom. Some varieties, such as the yellow bishop of York, feature burgundy-colored foliage that looks interesting even when it's not in bloom. While many dahlias can grow up to 5 feet tall, others, such as baby red, grow only a foot tall and look like little zinnias. Dahlias grow best in full sun on fertile, well-drained soil. They flower from midsummer until frost. Stake or cage large plants, or plants with large flowers, now to keep them from falling over. Cut flowers in the morning, place the stem in 2 inches of hot water, and allow it to cool for an hour. They'll last for up to 1 week indoors in a vase. Once frost has blackened the tops, cut back the plants to the ground. They're not hardy in our area. 1 week later, dig up the tubers, clean off the soil, and store them in a dark, cool basement in slightly moistened peat moss. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about preserving herbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.